The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program, adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to members read from the addiction recovery program guide for Step 12, Service.
Welcome to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Addiction Recovery Meeting. I'm Elder Ennis, and I will be serving as missionary group leader this evening. We do have a couple new faces this evening, so we would like to go around the room, beginning here at my left with Robert, and we'd like you to introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Robert, and I'm an addict alcoholic.
Hey, Robert.
Hi, Robert.
I'm Karen, and I'm an addict.
Hey, Karen.
Hey, Karen.
I'm Scott, and I'm a recovering drug addict and alcoholic.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Scott.
I'm Cammie, and I'm a recovering addict.
Hey, Cammie.
I'm Lindsay, I'm an addict.
Hi, Lindsay.
I'm Sharon, I'm an addict.
Hi, Sharon.
I'm Abra, I'm a recovering addict.
Hi, Abra.
My name is Rich, and I'm a child of God.
Hi, Rich.
I'm Scott, and I'm recovering from an addiction to pornography.
Hi, Scott.
I'm Luann, and I'm a grateful recovering addict.
Hi, Luann.
My name is Dub, and I'm a recovering alcoholic addict.
Hi, Dub.
Hey, Dub.
My name's Steve, and I'm a mess.
Hi, Steve.
My name is Carrie, and I am a spouse of an addict to pornography.
Hey, Carrie. Hi, Carrie. Thank you. I'd like to remind everybody to turn off their cell phones and pagers. We do not have any announcements for this meeting. So would somebody please volunteer for the opening prayer? Thank you.
Our dear kind Heavenly Father, we thank Thee this night for the opportunity we have to come together and meet as brothers and sisters. And Lord, we pray that the Spirit will be here tonight in the addiction recovery meeting, and that we can feel Your Spirit and hear the words that need to be said that will help us in our recovery. We pray it for addicts everywhere, that they may have experiences that will bring them to come to Thee and to be able to come to meetings and to learn the atonement. And Lord, we are just grateful for all that You do and for this beautiful program. And we pray that after the meeting, that everyone will get home safe. And we just love You and say it's in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Thank you. As always, we begin our meetings by reading the Church's mission statement, and that is, "The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Addiction Recovery Meetings assists those who desire to recover from addiction. We also welcome family and friends whose lives may be affected by the addiction of another. We are a group of brothers and sisters who share our experience, faith, and hope as we study and apply the principles of the gospel as they correlate with the 12 steps of recovery. Our meetings provide a safe place for honest sharing because we adhere to the principles of confidentiality and anonymity, and we use appropriate language and behavior to invite the Spirit to be with us. As we practice these 12 steps in our lives, we receive power through the atonement of Jesus Christ to overcome addiction and receive the full blessings of the gospel. Family and friends who practice these same 12 steps will also find hope and healing for themselves. We will now go around the room and read each of the 12 steps found on page Roman numeral 4. We invite each person who is willing to read one step. It is perfectly acceptable to pass if you prefer to listen only. We'll begin here at my left. Robert?
Step 1. Admit that you of yourself are powerless to overcome your addictions and that your life has become unmanageable.
Step 2. Come to believe that the power of God can restore you to complete spiritual health.
Step 3. Decide to turn your will and your life over to the care of God, the Eternal Father, and His Son, Jesus Christ.
Step 4. Make a searching and fearless written moral inventory of yourself.
Step 5. Admit to yourself, to your Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, to proper priesthood authority, and to another person the exact nature of your wrongs.
Step 6. Become entirely ready to have God remove all your character weaknesses.
Step 7. Humbly ask Heavenly Father to remove your shortcomings.
Step 8. Make a written list of all persons you have harmed and become willing to make restitution to them.
Step 9. Wherever possible, make direct restitution to all persons you have harmed.
Okay. Step 10. Continue to take personal inventory, and when you are wrong, promptly admit it.
Step 11. Seek through prayer and meditation, not medication, to know the Lord's will and have the power to carry it out.
Step 12 is about service. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of the atonement of Jesus Christ, share this message with others and practice these principles in all that we do.
Thank you. Each week we focus on a different step. This week we will read step 12, starting on page 71, from A Guide to Addiction Recovery and Healing. We will go around the room, and each person who is willing may read one or two paragraphs. You may pass if you prefer to listen. We have an extra copy of the guide for you to use in this meeting in case you do not have one. During the reading, listen for thoughts, feelings, and experiences you have in common with those who have taken these steps. We'll continue to read the step where we left off from reading the steps.
Service. Key principle, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of the atonement of Jesus Christ, share this message with others and practice these principles in all you do. Service will help you grow in the light of spirit, in the light of the Spirit throughout the rest of your life. In step 10, you learn to evaluate your life each day and be accountable for your actions. In step 11, you learned to remember the Savior from moment to moment, so you might have the guidance of the Holy Ghost as continuously as possible. Step 12 involves the third anchor, service to others. That ensures a continued recovery and a remission of sin.
To remain free from addiction, you must get outside yourself and serve. The desire to help others is a natural result of spiritual awakening.
You have a message of hope for other addicts, for all afflicted and troubled people who are willing to consider a spiritual approach to change their lives, and for anyone seeking truth and righteousness. The message is that God is a God of miracles, just as He has always been. Your life proves that. You are becoming a new person through the atonement of Jesus Christ. You will share this message best through your efforts to serve others. As you serve, your understanding and knowledge of this process is strengthened and deepened.
Sharing your testimony of His mercy and His grace is one of the most important services you can offer. Bearing the burdens of others through acts of kindness and selfless service is part of your new life as a follower of Christ. President Ezra Taft Benson taught, "Men and women who turn their lives over to God will discover that He can make a lot more out of their lives than they can. He will deepen their joys, expand their vision, quicken their minds, strengthen their muscles, lift their spirits, multiply their blessings, increase their opportunities, comfort their souls, raise up friends, and pour out peace. Whoever will lose his life in the service of God will find eternal life."
Be prayerful as you consider ways to serve, seeking always to be led by the Holy Ghost. If you are willing, you will find many opportunities to share the spiritual principles you have learned. You will find ways to share your testimony with others and opportunities to serve them in many other ways. As you serve others, you will maintain humility by focusing on the gospel principles and practices you have learned. Only then can you be assured that your motives and inspirations are good. Be sure to give freely, not expecting a particular result. Respect the agency of others. Remember that most of us had to hit bottom before we were ready to study and apply these principles. The same will be true for most of those you desire to help.
When you become aware of others who deal with addiction in their lives or the lives of their loved ones, you may want to let them know about the guide and the LDS Family Services Addiction Recovery Program. If they feel like talking, let them. Tell some of your story to let them know that you can relate. Don't give advice or try to fix them in any way. Simply inform them of the program and the spiritual principles that have blessed your life. You may discover that if an addict is not ready to embrace these spiritual principles, perhaps a family member or friend of the addict may be receptive. Virtually everyone living in these perilous times could benefit by learning and applying gospel principles. You may occasionally feel inspired to offer someone a copy of this guide, along with a Book of Mormon. In doing so, you will actually share the tools that have helped you rebuild your life by coming to Christ.
When you do something for someone else or share the message of hope and recovery, you must not allow another person to become too dependent on you. Your responsibility is to encourage others who struggle to turn to Heavenly Father and the Savior for guidance and power. In addition, you should not be reluctant to encourage them to turn to the Lord's authorized servants as well. Great blessings can come from the Lord through those who hold priesthood keys.
As you try to help others, you must understand that it will be difficult for them to remain in recovery if family members do not support them or do not understand that recovery takes time. Anyone can recover, however, no matter how others, even closest loved ones, choose to react. As you carry to others a message of recovery through gospel principles, you must be patient and meek. There is no place in your new life for ego or any sense of superiority. Never forget where you have come from and how you have been rescued by the grace of God. Jesus will do the same in all cases for those who will repent and turn to Him.
In your enthusiasm to help others, be sure to keep a balance between sharing the message and working on your own program. Your primary focus must continue to be to apply these principles yourself. Your efforts to share these ideas with others will be only as effective as the recovery you maintain.
These principles you have learned and practiced to overcome your addiction are the same principles that will lead you in all aspects of your life to act according to the Lord's plan. Using these principles of the gospel, you can endure to the end as the Lord has commanded, and you can do so with joy.
Thank you. These 12 steps are a program of action. As we read the section called Action Steps, we learn about recovery and gospel actions we can take to come unto Christ and receive power to live in recovery from addiction. Let's continue to read the action steps from where we left off.
Action Steps. Bear public testimony. Magnify callings and talents in serving others. Hold family home evening and family prayer. Prepare to attend the temple and worship there. Your testimony of the love and mercy of Heavenly Father and His beloved Son, Jesus Christ, is no longer a theory. It has become a living reality. You have experienced it for yourself. As you have become aware of His love for you, you have also become aware of His love for others.
President Howard W. Hunter taught, "Those of us who have partaken of the atonement are under obligation to bear faithful testimony of our Lord and Savior."
Bear testimony to your family in word and deed, and in the privacy of your own home. Bear testimonies in regular family home evenings, family prayers, and family scripture study. Bear testimony as you join with your family in service projects and as you live your life in a Christ-like way. You can also bear testimony in church settings, such as in fast and testimony meeting, or in classes, or while giving church lessons.
Magnify the church callings you receive. If you do not have responsibilities in your ward or stake, let your bishop know that you are available to serve. You can also bless others by participating in family history work and by preparing to worship and serve in the temple and to make covenants there with the Lord. President Gordon B. Hinckley taught, temple service is the end product of all of our teaching and activity. The principles taught in this guide will lead you to the temple. They will increase your desire to serve there.
Although you may not have thought it possible before, you can now imagine entering the doors of the Holy Temple, drinking deeply of the peace there, and feeling close to the Lord in his house. In the temple, you will find spiritual power to continue in your recovery. Elder Joseph B. Worthen of the Quorum of the Twelve testified, regular temple work can provide spiritual strength. It can be an anchor in daily life, a source of guidance, protection, security, peace, and revelation.
Serve others who struggle with addiction by sharing the principles of recovery. Apply these principles in all aspects of life. The LDS Family Service Addiction Recovery Program offers great opportunities for service. You can serve others by attending meetings and sharing your experience, faith, and hope. You can support others and strengthen them.
As you have practiced the principles of the gospel, you have learned that the atonement applies in every aspect of life. President Boyd K. Packer of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles testified, "For some reason, we think the atonement of Christ applies only at the end of mortal life to redemption from the fall, from spiritual death. It is much more than that. It is an ever-present power to call upon in everyday life. When we are racked or hard up or tormented by guilt or burdened with grief, he can heal us."
You can share this message with others through your example and your words of encouragement. When you meet people throughout the day, greet them with a smile. Show gratitude for what they do. When opportunities arise, bear testimony of the hope that comes through the atonement of Jesus Christ.
To understand more about this step of the Addiction Recovery Program, you may also want to listen to the corresponding sharing portion of the meeting.